So it might seem just weeks ago that the city was covered in pink for Leeds International Festival. But would you believe I'm on my way down to the Tetley today to discuss next year's event already? I'm meeting with Gemma Halsgrove, and today there's an open day for individuals and businesses wanting to get involved next year to come and pitch their ideas to see what makes the lineup. My name's Simon McCaskill, and this is the Future Leeds podcast.
Leeds International Festival is a festival of new ideas and innovation. And it's really about bringing the brightest minds and the thought leaders from around the world to the city. And also giving local creators and artists and innovators the opportunity to showcase their work to Leeds and the world.
Is excited about innovation, about discovery.
People from different cultures, backgrounds and races and religions all together.
They're determined to do something different. For me, that's one of the most exciting and appealing things about this festival.
It's going to be an absolute joy for people to come and listen to these ideas, to start generating ideas of their own.
You'll have been engaged in a way that you probably won't find anywhere else.
A city just like embraces this thing.
Just see Leeds take off because there's that platform to use.
They've allowed us to realise the dreams we had in our head.
Come and get involved. Be brave and be bold.
Let's go straight in. So I'm joined with Gemma now. How's it gone today, Gemma?
It's been absolutely fantastic. We've been overwhelmed with the amount of people that have turned up today.
So you didn't expect this?
No, I genuinely thought we would have a rush in the morning and then a bit of downtime, a bit of an hour or so, and then a rush in the afternoon. But it's just been constant. People have been really patient with us because we've had a bit of a queuing system going on. But no, it's been fantastic.
Brilliant. So the theme this year is Generation Future.
Yes.
Okay. And where has the thinking for that theme come from?
So it was really, I kind of had a light bulb moment. I was reading, funnily enough, Matt Haig's Notes on a Nervous Planet. And those of you who might know about the festival from last year, we had Matt Haig speak. He responded to the provocation, "What does it mean to be human?" And I was reading his book, and it sort of said something along the lines of the future. And then generation was in the next line. I was thinking, I'm starting to personally think about a lot of things at the moment, what's happening in the world. It feels like a real anchor point in the history of humanity. And I sort of just thought to myself, well, we're an international festival. We really have the responsibility to be responding to things that are on a global stage and that affect people and species. So why don't we really be strong and bold, as we always are, and go for a really bold theme? So Generation Future is really sort of responding to this time and thinking about what's happening and how everything is interconnected, how, you know, economics and politics and culture and society is all interconnected now, and how we're starting to realise the damage that we've been doing and that something's either got to change or we just give in to the fact that we might not be here as a human race in 100 years. It all sounds a bit bleak, but I think that what I'd love to see is people responding to it and looking at the problem and really coming out with some solutions.
Brilliant. So it's big, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So the things and ideas you've seen today or heard today, are there some there, without giving them all away, that you can see fit that bill?
Definitely. I think it's been really, really encouraging and heartwarming to see that people have really gone away and thought about their idea and thought about the festival, have thought about the theme and responded to that. You know, it's the first time we're having a theme, and so it's a trial. You know, it might not work, it might work, but people are really responding to it, and a lot of people have said, "Oh, I really like that," which is fantastic.
Brilliant. Well, best of luck. I can't wait to see what makes the lineup, and watch this space.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
I'm now with Brian. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us why you're here today?
Well, I've come here today to meet the Leeds International Festival team. I'm really impressed by their enthusiasm for the L20 event, and I can see that it has great potential to promote Leeds as a global cultural hub. The theme of this year's event is Generation Future, and that's exciting. I think it's a great opportunity for Leeds to harness the creative thinking and output of artists to create a legacy of positive cultural interaction. I'm looking forward to a fairly diverse music project that will hopefully further the same.
So, I'm now joined with Ella. Ella, you're here for the open call for the Leeds International Festival. What's your idea?
So I want to put on a theatre show, which is about the different ways in which people think. It's called Landscapes, and it's also about how nature and landscapes inspire us to think about our life.
Okay, and is this something you're passionate about yourself?
Yeah, definitely. So I love hiking and walking, and I'm also really, really interested in psychology and the different ways in which people's cognition and their consciousness works.
Okay, perfect. And regards the event, what stage is the event at now?
So the event's in the writing stages. We've got some research and development time put in August, and we're going to do a scratch performance in November. So hopefully by November it'll be a ready package.
Okay, brilliant. And what are you hoping to get out of the chat today?
So I want to have a look about what the festival wants from its performers and the kind of people they want to get involved, what it's about. I know that there's like a theme this year, I think, so I want to have a chat about that and see how my performance could be made bigger or made different for this festival.
Well, best of luck with it. So I'm now joined with Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hello.
So you've just come out from the open call.
Yeah.
How did it go?
Very well. We're building on, hopefully. We took part in the family day last year. We were Cool at Arts, and we put on a drumming workshop, and also Music and Love band played, which is like a multicultural band, which went down really well. And I'm hoping to build on that and do something even bigger and better for L20.
Okay, perfect. So the theme is Generation Future.
It is.
So that aligns pretty nicely with what you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, my take on that is I was thinking of our future when it comes to social media and how unifying social media is, but it's a bit divisive as well, and it's causing quite a lot of mental health problems, I think, in society. So I'm bringing it back to the fundamentals of what we need to help keep our mental health healthy. And so we'll be putting on music and drumming workshops, hopefully, creative things for the day, and also singing workshops, because research has shown that these things are really, really powerful for mental health. And in fact, I read something recently that from 2023, doctors will actually be prescribing these activities as proper therapies for mental health and dealing with those issues.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
So was today useful?
Very useful, yeah. I was able to sound Gemma out with my ideas, and she's going to have a think about it and come back with anything that she thinks I need to work on a bit more, and then I'll submit a bid.
Well, best of luck. I hope it's successful.
Thank you ever so much.
Thank you. So, Akila, hello.
Hello.
So, I've just grabbed you coming out of the open call
yes.
for Leeds International Festival. How did it go?
It went really well. I just met Polly and Gemma today, and they were able to answer all of my questions, any concerns I had about the open call, what to write, how to limit yourself almost. You always have these queries with an open call. So, yeah, it was really good.
Okay, brilliant. And can you share the premise of your idea?
Oh, there are a couple. One is a collaboration I'll be doing with another artist, Adam Glatherin, and it's looking at a digital physical playground where we're hoping to create different interactions between analogue materials and digital materials to encourage people to experiment, play, build their own kind of experiments, really. Oh. So, yeah, that's one of them.
Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant. And how far off is that from being an event right now?
I would say it's quite far because it's just an idea right now. We have to do some R&D going up until December, and then it'll be a question of will we make it, what will we want to make, where will it be, all those kinds of questions. But what was quite reassuring about the chat that we've just had is that they understand that it's quite far in advance, works take time, works evolve, and they're very open to ideas that might change and might be a bit different next year.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic idea. So best of luck.
Thank you very
much. And let's hope we see it at the festival next year.
You will do.
That was brilliant. Thank you. So next up, I caught up with Martin Dixon of Leeds BID and LIF Festival Coordinator Polly Cuthbert. Yes. I'm with Martin Dixon. Hello, Martin.
Hello.
Again. So, couple of things. Theme 2020 is Generation Future.
Yes.
What's the thinking behind that?
I don't know. You better ask Gemma. Okay, is that it? Are we done? Right. No.
Do you know?
I do. There was a lot of really good conversation about we wanted to give the festival a theme because we think it adds, again, more focus and more power. But it also helps us get great ideas off people by giving them a bit more focus. Yeah. Otherwise, it could be a bit broad and a bit general. So that was the first thing. How then Generation Future emerged was honestly through conversation, a lot of creative thinking from Gemma and the team, and very much tapping into that zeitgeist of now where I think we're all seeing huge change. Politics, continued technological change, but politics, I think people questioning education, people how it works, and certainly younger people questioning the systems of our country. You know, we've run with processes in the public sector, well, and private sector, that are very 1950s and maybe haven't changed that much for 30 or 40 years. And suddenly we've got a younger generation, a generation future, one might say, who are sort of questioning it all, quite rightly. And we agree with that, particularly as a festival, and want to showcase that. So really, it was mostly based on that conversation. But then it's broadened to the fact that with that kind of refrain as a theme, you can put a lot under that. We know that environment is very important. You know, there's huge environmental challenges facing us. So we're hoping that we can have a strong, perhaps, day that talks to that under that banner. But we do want, you know, those amazing sort of arguments and debates coming through from exciting people creatively and probably... I'm hoping exciting speakers to come and talk about the sociological issues, the massive sociological issues of gender alongside politics again, and perhaps wealth, as well as the environment. So yeah, we wanted something that actually is quite broad, even if it doesn't immediately sound it. Yeah, we want to look forward, not back. So Generation Future is very indicative of that, but forward in whatever way people want to bring us. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So the festival has developed quite a lot over the last few years.
Yeah.
What have you seen with the last festival that you hope develops even further with the next festival?
I think the diversity of what we were able to bring to the programme, it broadened again from year one and two. You know, the LIF brand has always been very much about diversity. Diversity of styles, diversity of people, of course, but diversity of different art, media, technology from what is an incredibly diverse city. So again, it's the reflection of our city now as a bold, bright city. So, but I think we went even further this year. I think if you look at that programme, it was staggering. There was truly something for everyone. I don't think that's enough phrase, because that's the truth. And I think that's a good thing, because we'd espouse that this city is very, very open to people from all different ages, backgrounds, whatever. And I think we reflect that in LIF. So yeah, diversity, but I also think sort of inclusivity. You know, we did have a really incredibly eclectic range of people coming forward with ideas, from big name, you know, household names appearing, like Frank Bruno and Alice Roberts and Matt Haig and John Cooper Clarke, down to some of the youngest graduates from art college tech courses in our city, who literally left uni sort of a few months before they applied to come in, and said some lovely things about how we gave them a stage to start trying their art and trying out their work. And I think that's just brilliant. So yeah, diversity and inclusivity, and I think accessibility. We really were open to whether you came with an idea that you said was going to cost 50 grand, or, and you know, you'd have to bring unicorns in and zeppelins from Mongolia. That didn't quite happen, but maybe next year. Or you were just yourself, some solo performers. Some of those youngsters, again, who came in with solo performance on their own. It was like 100 quid to do, but it was there. And I think people started to get that, honestly, Simon, from this year, which is what we are dearly trying to capture. People beginning to realise that this is a festival that is incredibly open and incredibly eclectic, because we know our city is. So that's why you can be a part of it. You know, don't be restricted in your thinking. Just come and talk to us first, or send us the idea and let's talk about it.
Hello, Polly.
Hello.
So we've just stepped outside. The day is over.
Finally.
How's it gone?
Amazing. It's been really, really exciting to meet all these different people, talk about what they want to do, tell people to be brave and be bold about what they're going to do next. And I think that's been really exciting.
Have some ideas surprised you?
Yes. But in a really lovely way that people have come in to speak to us about things that you would never imagine that might be part of the festival, and that we've been able to say, yeah, that would be a really good fit.
I've heard quite a few people come outside and they've been really pleasantly surprised that maybe their idea isn't as full as it needs to be, but you guys have shown real understanding and support about their journey.
Yeah, completely, because you have to understand that the next year's festival is nearly a year away, so we completely get that your ideas can develop in the next 9-10 months. We completely understand that, and I think that it's about having that opportunity to be able to develop those ideas, to collaborate with the festival, to see what they want to do.
Perfect. Well, let's look forward to the lineup coming out.
I'm excited.
Leeds International Festival is a festival of new ideas and innovation. Come and get involved. Be brave and be bold.